Welcome to the weekly podcast from Christian Fellowship Church Belfast. For more teaching or to find out more about life at CFC, please visit our website at thisiscfc.com.
Good morning, welcome and happy new year to you all, wherever you're watching, whether that is online or across one of our sites. To all our CFC family, happy new year. I hope you've had a cracking Christmas, and although it might not have been as normal as in past years, I hope you had time with friends and family and that you were able to enjoy and celebrate God's wonder and his love for you at this time. In university, in my early years as a teacher, I also worked as a fitness instructor in David Lloyd's. And so January was always the crazy, busy season. Programs and targets were being set. People were coming in wanting to get themselves into shape for the new year. Treadmills and rowers were filled as people wanted to get their fitness back and going again. And just as people back then, when I was in those spaces, wanted to get their bodily anatomy back in shape again, I wondered, and I wanted just to set us some challenges and get us thinking about our spiritual anatomy as we move into 2022 and think of ourselves and our health as we follow Jesus together this year. As followers of Jesus, we want his way to be our way. We want his mind to be our mind. We want his actions to be our actions. We want to be in union with God, and that means to live like Jesus. Paul puts it like this in Romans chapter 8, verse 29, that we are chosen and called to be conformed to the image of his Son. We're all shaped and formed by something. A bit like Plato. I remember when my kids were younger, they used to love Play-Doh. And Play-Doh's great when it comes out of its tub and you can shape and form it into whatever shape or form that you want to. It's pliable and it's easy to make into different shapes, and that's great. Now, it's not so great when it's in the carpet, when it's in the hair, not my hair, of course, but carpet and kids' hairs, and then you have to pluck it out, all those sorts of things. But there's something really quite remarkable about Play-Doh and the fact that it can be shaped into a tub, can be shaped into lots of different things. And the reality is, as we enter 2022, that we're all a little bit like Play-Doh. We're all being shaped and formed by someone or some things or things around us. And we really want to be a church. We want to be a people who are shaped and formed by God into the image and likeness of his Son. Prayer and Fasting Week begins in a couple of weeks' time, on the 10th of January. And these disciplines of prayer and fasting, our spiritual practices, are great because they put us in a place where God can shape us. They prepare the ground for God to plant something in us and to grow in us. And as so many return to the gym for their bodily anatomy to be changed and shaped, we want to think about our spiritual anatomy this morning as we begin this year and have this hunger and have this desire that Paul had in Galatians 4:19. Like he said, I'm in labor pains, like so such is my intensity and desire. Like it hurts that I want Christ to be formed in us. I wonder, as we begin this year, have we that same desire? Like, I want Christ to be shaped and formed in me. And so as we think about our spiritual anatomy this morning, we want to think about our heart, we want to think about our head, and we want to think about our hands. Let's begin with our heart. Do you know, you aren't going to put yourself in a place to be formed and shaped by God if we don't love the one who's doing the shaping and forming. And so straight away, when we think about our heart, the challenge comes from Revelation 2, when the Jesus is writing to the church at Ephesus. He says, don't forget your first love. And that comes from our heart. We have to love the one who's doing the forming. And Scripture talks all the time about our hearts. And in the Hebrew, the understanding was that it meant your inner being, like your gut, your will, your desire. And Jesus warns in Mark's Gospel in chapter 7, verse 20 to 23, that what comes out of us, like what comes out of what is said and thought and done, comes out of our heart. And that can be awful at times, like what comes out of us sometimes, and Jesus gives examples of that. So it's no wonder then that we read in Proverbs 4, verse 20, that we've got to give attention to our words, incline our ears to my sayings, do not let them depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their body. It says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. Psalm 24, 3 asks the question, who will climb into the hill of the Lord and stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart. And the psalmist cries out in Psalm 51, verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And we know from David's story, don't we, so famously, that God looks on the heart, looks past the external outward appearance and knows our hearts. And then if we track this great scriptural heart message all the way through to Jesus, and he's asked, what is the greatest commandment? What's it really all about, Jesus? Jesus says, love me with all your heart, your soul, your mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love me with all of you, inside out. And so how do our hearts remain healthy in this season? In this new year, how does the spiritual anatomy of our heart remain healthy, even throughout these last 2 years of difficulty and change and challenge? We allow Jesus to shape and to heal and to restore our hearts. We put ourselves in a place where his voice is heard and his will becomes ours. The psalmist also helps us in how we do this. And the psalmist says this, your word I have hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you. And so as we think about our spiritual anatomy, our hearts, we think about loving the one who is doing the forming. We think about how important it is that our heart is right and loving towards God and loving towards others. We've got to put ourselves in a place where our heart can be shaped and formed in the image of Jesus. And so our time spent this year in his word, our time spent in meditating, our time spent in solitude and thinking about Jesus and reading about Jesus and asking the Holy Spirit to make Jesus more evident and prevalent in our lives, taking time to stop, taking time out and aside to worship him and be with him, allows our hearts to be whole, shaped, pure, and made after him. Because the reality is this, if Jesus isn't shaping your heart, someone else is. If Jesus isn't shaping your heart, someone else is. And so I want to encourage you, but it's a process. If you think back to the Psalms, it's like who ascends to the hill of the Lord, who climbs that hill, he has a pure heart. Climbing is a process, isn't it? I remember when I used to lead Duke of Edinburgh in school, and you wanted to get your group from the bottom of a hill to the top of a hill. It's a process, and it's step by step. And at various points along that process, some of the kids would be like, oh, sir, I can't go any further. That's me. I'm done. I have to stop. I'm too tired. And you just actually say, listen, turn around. Look where you've come from. And look where you are now. And it's a process. And when we see where we've come and where we are now, we understand it's a process of our heart becoming shaped and formed to be more like Jesus. And so encourage you as you begin to climb, as you begin that process this year, stop every so often and think back where you've come from and allow that and be encouraged by that process of climbing and ascending the hill of the Lord. And know that you're in good company. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 that we all are being transformed. Like even Paul, he's part of this process, like the great theologian, the great writer of all the letters in Scripture. We all are being transformed. We all have to be in that process of constantly handing over our hearts to Jesus. And that idea of being transformed is so helpful. You know, in the Greek, it's metamorpho. It's that idea of the caterpillar metamorphosizing and transitioning, transforming into a butterfly. It's a process. And so as we enter into 2022, the process of our hearts being shaped and formed is like the transformation, the metamorphosis of what God wants to do in us. And as we think about transforming, we want to also think that it's not just about our hearts, but it's also about our heads. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says this: "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, your head, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And just as if Jesus isn't shaping your heart, someone else is. If Jesus isn't shaping your head or your mind, someone else is. See, we live in an age where our minds, particularly over this last number of years, are constantly bombarded. I'm going to use the word assaulted. It's like every angle, information and noise and opinions fly at us. There are beeps for our messages on our phone, which sound different perhaps to our WhatsApp beeps, sound different to notifications. My goodness, like even my tumble dryer beeps at me whenever it's done, or my dishwasher beeps whenever it needs anything. We're constantly bombarded with noise, messages, and popular culture is incessant. Our minds are always being pushed and prodded and shaped constantly. So if we're not allowing Jesus to shape and form our heads, our spiritual anatomy, our head, someone else and something else is going to be. Professor of neuroscience, Earl Miller, in MIT over there in the States, says this: "We're not actually keeping a lot of balls in the air like an expert juggler. We're more like a bad amateur plate spinner, frantically switching from one task to another, ignoring the one that is not right in front of us, but worried that it might come crashing down at any minute." He goes on to say, "People don't actually do multitasking very well, and when they say they can, they're deluding themselves, and it turns out the brain is very good at this deluding business." I think sometimes for me, as a dad of four, and obviously pastoring a church here, it just can feel often that you're trying to do an awful lot for an awful lot of different people at an awful lot of different times. And it's so easy then to get caught up in just the doing. And our minds can be constantly active and constantly on the move. And then add into that this information age that we live in. And God's word echoes really strongly into this cultural moment that I find myself in, that you find yourself in, and it's super relevant to today's society. Don't conform to the way of the world. Renew your mind. Allow your mind to be transformed, not conformed, not going along with, not responding to everything that pops up in your inbox and lights up and makes a noise and demands your attention and assaults your mind and bombards you from all angles. Actually, allow space, create space, intentionally make room for your mind to be transformed. Our hearts open to Jesus. Our heads open to Jesus. Paul goes on in Philippians chapter 2 to encourage us that we need to have the mind of Christ. And so as we engage with Christ in Scripture, as we invite the Holy Spirit to reveal Christ to us in our times that we are intentionally withdrawing and setting time aside, just like Jesus did, you constantly read it. Go find it in the Gospels, the times where he withdrew. He created space in his world. He created moments of withdrawal because he was constantly facing demands, wasn't he? Expectations, shouts, crowds, beeps, touches, grabs, always looking for his attention, and he withdraws. He plugs into the Father. He renews his mind. And so our hearts are open to Jesus to be transformed. Our heads are open to Jesus to be transformed. And as we think of prayer and fasting in a few weeks' time, it's a brilliant opportunity to be intentional about that. We think more so that that's just not for a week. How else can we develop these practices so that they become some daily practices, some weekly practices, some monthly practices, some really good rhythms of silence, of solitude, making room in our lives and building these rhythms in, and we practice them, because the more you practice at something, the better you get. And it's a great term, spiritual practices, because it encourages us with this idea of like, yeah, it's okay, we can practice and we can get better. And I might struggle with like half an hour set aside in my day, but I can do 5 minutes and I can build in an extra couple of minutes and I can build it up to 10 and I can build in these practices. I can practice my time with God. And what we do is we make room. We withdraw from the conforming of the way of this world and we put ourselves in a place where we can be transformed in our heart and transformed in our head and shaped and formed in the image of Christ. And as our hearts and as our heads become one with Christ, as we are shaped and formed in his image, what we then see is that our hands also become healthy. As the inward work of Christ is done in us and through us, then we can see this evidenced in our hands, in our actions, in what people can see around us. Remember, it comes from the heart. Comes from within. It's our mind of Christ. And as we think and sink our head and our heart, so our hands then outwork what is being done in us and through us by the Holy Spirit, making us and shaping us in the image of Christ. 1 John 3, verse 18 says this, "Let us not love in word or what we say, but in what we do, our hands. And in truth, by thus we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him." And so you've got this beautiful like circling round actually, that as we act out and as we perform the kindness and the love with our hands and our service that Jesus also shows us, through that too, it's actually assuring our hearts before him. And we've got this beautiful circle of transformation from head, heart, hands, and right the way back again. Jesus' heart was only after his Father's. His head was renewed by time spent with him, and that flowed into his hands as he served, as he loved, and as he showed what was in him, who he was. It was shown in how he took off his outer garment, wrapped a robe around him, and washed feet. Ultimately, it was shown in how he opened his hands to nails, as he literally laid his life down, showing the greatest love that one could ever have, that one would lay down his life for his friends, for you and for me. My prayer for us as a CFC church family in 2022 and beyond this year is for healthy hearts, for healthy heads, and for healthy hands as we follow Jesus, being transformed into his image and likeness.
You have been listening to the weekly podcast from CFC Belfast. To find out more, please check out our website at thisiscfc.com.